hour number four, we'll be looking into the latest on the Tyler Robinson, Charlie Kirk assassination trial. We're in day four of the pretrial. Former prosecutor and syndicated talk show host out of WABC, Lionel, joins us next segment. But getting back into Flock, I could do all 4 hours on this every day. I mean, there's all these whistleblower cops, bad cops caught stalking ex-wives with it, all sorts of, it just goes on and on. And then all these innocent people constantly getting taken to jail or arrested or SWAT teamed. And it's almost always because they have a zero or an O, and then there's somebody with a similar license plate that was an O and not a zero. Get a SWAT team. Or the cops pull you over, pull guns on you, and it's like an old black lady, and it's like they're looking for some white bank robber. I mean, seriously, it's just crazy. And that's what happens when they go off these machines. And they say, well, we'll wait till they get perfected. Folks, it's about replacing us. Here's a clip of a recent case, and this is last week, of this lady. No criminal record, nothing, but because she was driving in an area and some other blonde-haired lady stole a package, they know it's her. And they didn't want to see her own car cam footage, which a lot of smart people do that all the time now. Little do you know, your car is already recording you and sending it back to Big Brother. Here it is.
We have cameras everywhere in that town. You can't get a breath of fresh air in or out without us knowing.
Chrisanna Elzer learned the power of Flock firsthand.
You were in town from 11:52 until 12:09, exactly. Like I said, nothing gets in or out of the town without us knowing.
When a Colorado police officer showed up at her door holding Flock snapshots of her truck.
And here's when you left. At 12:09, that's when you left town.
To get?
No, to stop at Ridge Trail.
Wait a minute.
And take a package. Well, there's no shushing. I don't need to be.
Yes, there is. I need to know where this is.
The first thing he pulled out on the body cam is that Flock picture, the clear photograph of your car.
But here's your vehicle in the neighborhood many, many times, apparently casing houses, because you just can't drive through for work or visit other businesses. You can only be casing houses.
It is her. It is 100%. It is locked in. There is zero doubt. I wouldn't have come here unless I was 100% sure. 100%. It is certain. It is on video. You're obviously welcome to go to court.
Chrisanna was charged with stealing a package, but it wasn't her. The porch pirate was somebody else.
Multiple times you tried to show him your video evidence. He didn't want to see it.
Even when I called him back, he said, that's not my job.
You looked at a time of a crime. You saw my vehicle entering in the Flock camera.
No. What I did was I did an investigation.
You called my wife a liar. You said this is fact.
I have video evidence. I don't know what you want me to say.
The charges were dropped after Chrisanna spent weeks trying to get the police chief to look at her evidence. Time-stamped video from her truck and a neighbor's doorbell camera showing she wasn't at the scene of the crime.
What does it say about where we are that you feel you have to have more cameras than the police have in order to make sure you can prove yourself innocent?
It sounds like it flipped the script to you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent.
Without a Flock camera, that detective would not have been at her door. By his own admission, he pulled out the Flock picture of her car. Do you want to apologize to Chrisanna Elzer for what happened to her?
For the police misusing the tools? I don't think that I have to apologize for him.
He wasn't charged with a crime. He wasn't, I mean, other than being reprimanded for his attitude.
Sure. No, but I would tell you that, like, should I apologize for somebody misusing a tool? I don't think so.
Flock Safety Chief Communications Officer Josh Thomas.
Who's watching the watchers in these cases?
Well, the city council. The city owns the data, so city council would have the appropriate responsibility in that case. Our point of view has always been that it is not Flock's job to police the way police do their work.
The point is, we have a corrupt system, and this is all going to be misused from day one, and it is. And remember, big tech only gives to the police and the government what it wants. You see the congressional hearing still where the senator goes, my granddaughter said she saw me on this thing, and she says it tracks where we're at. They go, no, sir, we don't have GPS on phones. Okay. Well, there's not GPS. It's triangulated with the cell towers as GPS. So they all play these games. Folks, we are way beyond 1984, okay? For 15 years, your Alexa and Google Home Assistants are watching everything you do, and now they jack in and control your thermostat and tell you what to do. It's a robot takeover.
Do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Nothing can stop me. The force lies within.
There is no escape from what you are becoming. Lay down your weapon or be destroyed.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're about to get into the Charlie Kirk alleged assassin pretrial and how this has captivated the nation and why it gives me a migraine headache. I'll explain why in a moment. With Lionel, a former prosecutor, syndicated talk shows at WABC New York. Find him at Lionel Nation on X and on YouTube. But before we go to him, just finishing up with Flock, this is Big Brother being implemented, so people are pissed. But with the Alexas in your house, the Google Assist, that have cameras, not just microphones, they're always on. They admit that, your smart TVs, all of it. They admit in the terms of service, it's always recording. Your phone's always recording. That's how you can say, Siri, if you have it on, you know, you have to, mine's turned off. But even when it doesn't respond back, it's still on. It's selling all that data. And I told you this two decades ago when they came out with smartphones. It's in all the patents. They're doing it. Now the public gets it. And think, as of this year, all the new cars have microphones and cameras watching you. Europe made it the law, camera facing the driver, hooked into AI, just like the Meta glasses. And this is all designed to take full control of society. And then they can lower your social credit score for anything they want. And just all of this goes into the AI data system. We got to pass laws. We got to curtail this. We've got to become aware of what's happening. But when they first came up with Alexa 15 years ago, I told people, it's on all the time. Here's the patent. Here's how it works. People are like, oh, shut up. That's Big Brother. Oh, you just say, oh, Alexa. And it's listening. It's on. And that all came out later. It was people hack them, listen to you, you name it. It's not just government. It's criminals can use this or police using it to stalk their ex-girlfriends. That's now happening. It's Pandora's box. It's absolutely Pandora's box. You protect your privacy, not even because you're a criminal. You lock your doors at night because there are bad people. Not because you have something to hide. You lower your blinds at night, not because you're a bad person, but because there are bad people. That's what fences and walls and doors and guns are about, is to keep the saber-toothed tigers out of your house. You know, back when we had to deal with that. So I decided when this Flock thing came to a head, we put a T-shirt out, a brand new one at the AlexJonesStore.com that shows someone cutting down one of these surveillance camera towers. Don't spy on me. And it's a form of civil disobedience. And you've got these engineers and Air Force veterans and others that are cutting them down, saying it violates their rights. That is your own decision. My point is, this is more of a rhetorical statement of don't tread on me, don't spy on me, the man with the chainsaw cutting this down. And when they use them for 15-minute cities and congestion taxes and to tax you when you use your car more than three times a week, as they do all over the UK now and many areas of Australia, it's coming here. Just like I showed you the police arresting people for praying or saying something that they don't like that's politically correct in the UK, now we have footage in Texas. Female cop in Texas, we'll play that in a moment, threatens to ticket veteran and Christian street preacher for offensive speech at Pride event. They're across the street. If you say something and they say they're offended, you go to jail. Well, the street preacher says the wages of sin are death and hell. Arrested in the UK. Now that's coming here because the same globalists run this whole thing. So get your new shirt at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm definitely going to be wearing mine. Also, you have 2 days, today and tomorrow left. It only happens once a month, but there's this 1 week where you anything you buy, you get put in 250 times each order at thealexjonesstore.com to win both the super off-road sports car vehicles. One's a sports car, made in America. One's an off-road, souped up, made in America, $20,000 in cash. The Dodge 2026 Dodge Charger, 2026 Ram 250 Lariat, plus $20,000 cash. You have today and tomorrow until midnight, and that's 100% because the sweepstakes does end at midnight by law. That's all governed by law. Ends tomorrow at midnight central. Main offer. Also, when you spend $99 or more at thealexjonesstore.com, on top of all the sales, you get $17.76 off on your order. That is an insane deal with all the other things that are happening. We also have the highest rated new shower filter system. It is incredible. You breathe this stuff in, it goes through your skin. It is so important to filter your shower water as well. That's an amazing system. And we have the collectible coins, more than half have sold out of those that came out last week. The 250th year anniversary fundraiser coin, so we can hire more crew, get more hosts, expand back and be bigger than InfoWars ever was to fight the tyranny. That's all up to you. So get the America 250th celebration coin as a fundraiser. It's $117.76 if you're buying it retail, but for everybody, it's $99. And if you're a VIP, it is $69. And it's the same on every product we sell. Bigger discounts if you're a VIP. Be sure to be a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com. And thank you so much for keeping us on air despite the CIA, FBI, and the whole system coming after us. So do I trust the system when it came out in court, the CIA and FBI ran the show trials against me and the default judgments? No. And I thought things would be different with Trump, and in ways they were. But he's brought in Todd Blanche, who's now the acting attorney general who killed Ed Martin's investigations with Trump's government weaponization task force into the cut and dry crimes they committed against me. And I'm not bringing myself up. That's a big case that was happening to somebody else. And now you got Cash Patel that I broke, confirmed, killing any foreign involvement connections, not looking at 10 different tranny supporters that said he'll be dead when he comes tomorrow. Then they celebrated. They're not looking at those people. You have the 30-odd six. Obviously, he's not what he was shot with. Now you have this other full shell casing round of a 5.56223 found on a roof up there. You've got him supposedly, you know, with this video with the gun barrel in his pants. Okay, maybe that's real. How do you then slap a regular telescopic scope on and have it be accurate? Anybody that's ever done that knows once you take off a regular telescopic scope, put it back on, you got to sight it in. I mean, if you were lucky, it's 6 inches off, usually a foot off. Okay. So lucky shot. Didn't even know how a gun worked if he didn't know that, but he still got him in the neck. And then there was a magic bullet like with JFK. But that's all in the past. I'm not going to pretend I know what's going on, but Mark Twain had a quote. I posted it on X the other day. I forget the exact quote. He said, it's not what you know for sure that gets you in trouble. It's what you know for sure isn't true. You understand? It's like when you're sure of something, you can prove it. And it's all. But it's when you're like, well, this isn't true. I don't know what's going on, but all of this is impossible. And then Ben Shapiro calls you retarded if you ask questions about that. Well, the majority of America doesn't buy it. So you're retarded saying, let us eat cake. You used to have 2 million viewers per video you put out. You were big. Now you got about 2,000, bro. So keep calling us retarded. We're not. So Lionel is going to take over and host, because if I interrupt him, it'll just get into all he has to say. Former prosecutor, and now his 43rd year as a licensed trial lawyer, acclaimed legal and media analyst, hosts syndicated broadcasts on WABC, biggest station in the country. Seen on YouTube at Lionel Nation and X at Lionel Media, lionelmedia.com. Currently hosting weekend overnights on Heritage Talk Powerhouse 77 WABC in New York and syndicated nationwide. All talk radio veteran and proudly unapologetically contrarian at Lionel Nation and on X at Lionel Media. Lionel, I can imagine where you're going to go, but I want to sit here and eat my lunch and listen to you. Then I'm taping a big podcast with some special guests that are here. We got Harrison Smith coming in, loaded for bear at 3 p.m. in about 46 minutes. But I want to hand the baton to you to just go.
Well, can I say something first?
Yes.
You have no idea how many times I remind a lot of these youngsters out there that you are the OG, to use that term. You are it. And you were talking before about different things people are worrying about, people are watching. I remember that one of the first times I ever heard you, you talked about cable boxes listening to us, and they laughed. He said, this is like 95, I don't even know when. And you called it, and I said, I love this. You know, true. You were the only radio show I've ever listened to in its entirety. I've never heard a radio show, never heard a talk radio show ever. Rush, anybody. I've never. You, I have. And I just want people to understand there's a lot of new faces, a lot of new voices, a lot of new people who are trying to claim the helm, but you are it. And you have been before it was cool, before YouTube, before social media, you were it. And I think still are. And I just want people to understand that.
Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, I'm just trying to save the country and the world and survive under attack. So for me, it's very frustrating that I've been vindicated as all of this stuff has gotten 100 times worse. And, of course, you've been exposing this for a long time. You brought me up to talkers, to address talk radio back then. God, that had maybe 16 years ago. So, but you're the expert on this case and have covered it. And I got to say, early on, I really had trouble believing it was a cover-up, but I know there's a cover-up. I just don't know exactly of what. So, Lionel, thank you so much, my friend. I'm going to sit here and eat my Philly cheesesteak and listen to you.
Thank you, sir.
Love you.
Eat your Philly cheese. Let me say a couple of things right off the bat. First of all, I'm not saying any of this stuff. I'm not saying it's a cover-up. I'm not saying anything. I don't know what the hell happened. I have no idea what happened. But what I'm saying is simply this, and it's a very, very simple idea. Under our system of government, what we do is we have a very simple rule that says you've got to prove the case against me. Prove it. Just prove it. I don't care whether I did it, didn't do it. Prove it. In my career, I got into more trouble. Well, I shouldn't say trouble, but I got into I incurred the wrath of a lot of people. What I said right off the bat, that Casey Anthony, remember Casey Anthony, that horrible woman who, they say, killed her daughter and maybe did, probably did. But I said, she's going to be acquitted. Oh, my God, the people went crazy. What are you talking about? You're out of your mind. And I was right. And the reason why I was right is because I knew they couldn't prove it, because they found a skull. And there's no way you're going to prove homicide. As you know, the four types of death, if you will, think about the acronym NASH, N-A-S-H, natural, accidental, suicide, homicide. And actually unexplained, but NASHU doesn't make any sense. In any event, I said they're going to find her not guilty. Sure enough. Then came a guy named George Zimmerman. Remember the Trayvon Martin case? I said they're going to find him not guilty. Oh, my God, you racist. You. Do you think it's right? I said, I didn't say it. I liked it. What I'm saying is I knew the stand your ground law in Florida, and I know they're going to acquit him. Sure enough, they did this. During the Diddy case, oh, my God, I said he is not. They're not going to get him on. Oh, they got him on this Mann Act thing, which is so, I mean, talk about anachronistic. Taking, what are you, Jack Johnson, transporting women over the state lines? Stop it. Stop it. But I knew when it came to this notion of trafficking and racketeering, I said, there's no way. Sure enough, I was right. Now, am I a Pythonic? Am I Vatic? Can I read the entrails of the beast? No. But I know the way this system works. Now, let's start off with a couple of things. I want you to imagine right now that I walk into court and say, Judge, I got an idea. I know this is a preliminary hearing, but I've got an idea. Let's just bring in a jury. Let's go to trial right now. Right now. Right now. Right this moment. We don't need to have this hearing. We'll stipulate the probable cause. Let's just go. Let's go. Get this out of the way. But I'm going to forego and I'll waive any kind of motions to suppress because you'll see why. But let me do the, imagine doing a combined opening and closing. I know what I'm saying is hypothetically ridiculous, but just hear me out. And I'm going to say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I want you to go back into that room and I want you to find Mr. Robinson guilty. And in order for you to find him guilty, you're going to have to find that the state of Utah proved beyond and to the exclusion of every reasonable doubt that Mr. Robinson killed Charlie Kirk. With what? With a rifle. Their rifle that has a DNA on it. They love to talk about it. Their rifle with the DNA on their rag. Their rifle that was found. Their rifle that he wanted to get. What rifle? The rifle that killed Charlie. That's what is important. Today when they had that hearing, you heard it. When he was on the phone with a Junebug or Luna, whatever her nickname was, Lance Twitt. By the way, Lance claimed out, didn't he? We'll get to Lance in a moment. But the rifle, the rifle, the rifle, the rifle, the rifle, the rifle, the 30-06, the 30-06, the Mauser 98, the rifle, the rifle, the rifle, the rifle, the rifle. He killed him with a rifle. Only one problem. There was an ATF document, and we're going to get to this probably, I hope, maybe today or tomorrow, that said that it was inconsistent or was inconclusive, or they were not able to necessarily prove that this rifle, the Mauser 98, granddaddy shooting iron, this one killed Charlie Kirk. Whoa, wait a minute. Hold it. What? That's right. But let's move on. No. Let's don't move on. You're telling me that the connection between Tyler Robinson and the murder of Charlie Kirk, namely this rifle, is inconclusive or you cannot prove it?
That's Stop reasonable. Right That's a reasonable doubt right there.
That's right there. Alex, let me say, I know you put that Philly cheesesteak doggone it. Imagine, Alex, that if I said to you, same situation, but it's you. And next to you, there was a bazooka and a musket, a flintlock. So what? Yeah, but it was next to him. But it's not linked to it. This is a lint brush. This isn't connected to the murder either. This is a gun that, now, I'm not saying this, Alex. I'm not saying this, but it seems to me somebody, if I were to write a movie script, my script would involve this. They thought, again, I'm not saying this, but in my movie, they thought that they could dispatch with old Mr. Tyler, kind of like they did that feller from Butler. And all this stuff wouldn't matter because he'd be gone. And if there's no Tyler, there's no case and it's over and we just move along. But for some reason, he thwarted the system by turning himself in and not confessing. But let's go back to the original one. So, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, if you find Mr. Robinson guilty, you're going to have to find that he, with malice aforethought, intentional, premeditated, he killed Charlie Kirk. With what? His bare hands, directed energy weapons, lasers, thought, telepathy, I don't know. But it sure as hell isn't that rifle under the aegis, so to speak, of the law, because there's no connection. They want you to go in, and all these geniuses. And by the way, Alex, you know who your buddy Barnes and I have been tangling. I don't know where the hell he's been lately, but he's throwing away everything. Like, she's guilty. And they're also blaming Candace Owens, which has nothing to do with this case. I swear to you, I don't want to get into that one, but I'm on X. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm a bit of a you-know-what stirrer, and I like to talk about this and use my freedom of speech. But 90% of everything is what Candace Owens is saying. She's not on trial. Yeah, but she said this. She's not on trial. What are you talking about? This is nuts. It's, you know, during the OJ case, can you imagine if we had, you know, X or whatever? So let's go back to this. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to go back and you're going to find them guilty. What about the confessions? I'm glad you brought that up. What about those confessions? Those confessions that he supposedly gave. Now, remember, I submit to you, dear members of the jury, that without that gun, we don't even get to the confessions. Confess what? Alex, let's say you walked into, please don't stop eating. Let's say you walked into the Orem, Utah, or the Provo, Utah, or the police, and you said, hello, my name is Alex Jones, and I killed Charlie Kirk. Arrest me. And they go, whoa. Where's the gun? Don't matter about the gun. It's somewhere. I don't know where it is. I lost it. But listen, I was there, and there's a picture of me here. Just arrest me. Why? Because I hated him. I hated what he said about whatever. Israel, trans, Trump, whatever he said. Just arrest me. Now, the police would not take you into custody. Even after you, and you say, and I'll sign my Miranda rights, and I will say under oath that I did it. They would say, sir, we're not going to arrest you just because you said this. Did you know, as a matter of fact, during the Lindbergh case, do you know how many people called up? And by the way, interesting trivia fact, the chief of police was Norman Schwarzkopf's father. But the number of people who called up and confessed to killing the Lindbergh baby was nuts. I don't know why people do this. Think about the women who fall in love with, you know, the Hillside Strangler. And
by the way, you're a former prosecutor, but people forget this. I've read about this a lot, and police talk about it in big cities particularly. There are crazies all the time coming and confessing to crimes and murders.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. In fact, that's called, believe it or not, the corpus delicti, which is different than what people think. There has to be an evidence of something. So what I'm saying is, we have, in this particular case, think about this. We've got Tyler Robinson. He went in. Alex, what do you think about somebody who turns himself into the police but doesn't confess? Does that make any sense to you? No. You, in my scenario, you walked in and you confessed. They won't arrest you, but they arrested him. Why? I don't know. They could have just said, listen, Sonny, you go home and we'll get back with you later. We're not going to arrest you now because you don't have probable cause. But, you know, and here's the best part. And forgive me, Alex, because I kind of feel like you're my brother. My mind is going a million miles an hour and I've got vectors and I pull things out of the air. And I'm sorry if it's not linear. I'm a bit desultory and elliptical, but that's my nature. But Alex, had they gone to a grand jury, impaneled a grand jury, and the great Saul Walker, the great New York jurist, said any prosecutor could indict a ham sandwich. Had they indicted this ham sandwich named Tyler, there would have been no need for the preliminary hearing because probable cause would have been established, and that's it. But for some reason, it's like these things that they step on their stuff. I don't know why. I don't know.
For some reason, the 30-odd-6 bullet didn't go through his neck. For some reason, he was able to slap a scope on it and still shoot him.
We're going to get to that later. Now, let's assume for some reason or another, and by the way, because I could also see me filing a motion to suppress and having the judge say, Judge Graff, by the way, I don't think he's only been on the bench barely a year. I don't think he's going to throw away his political career on this, but if he said, okay, I'm going to grant your motion to suppress the rifle. There is no, please, this is a lint brush. It doesn't, what, they're going to look at that rifle.
Well, then there's how the rifle's found. They have all the police running around with dogs and can't find it. Then the FBI walks right over to a chicken coop and goes, the FBI was there 2 minutes when they found it.
Those dogs can smell a fish fart, okay? To say it, as we say in the South, and they, for some reason, couldn't find this. But aside from that, had they just issued an indictment, this would have been for naught. Anyway, but let's assume that the judge doesn't grant a motion to suppress. He could grant even a motion in limine, meaning you can't even mention it, and the case is over with. But I would love to ask somebody, I'd love to imagine there being a imagine this, just in my heart of hearts, Gunnery Sergeant Alexander Jones, United States Marine Corps, retired. Gunny, state your name for the record. Alex Jones. I'm not imitating you, but okay. Do you know something about guns? I certainly do. You know what a 30-06 is? I certainly do. Can I show you something? This has been marked as state's exhibit number, whatever it is, and we've taken the firing pin out, but this is the gun. Can I direct your attention to something? Yeah. You see this and I'm not an expert in this like you are because you're a hunter, but there's a safety thing that you got to flip up before you shoot. Can you show me how the position of the scope impedes the the making of the rifle operable? That's one little problem. Number two, as you said, he took this thing apart, put it back together, had to readjust, recalibrate, and took it apart, took it down, left the screwdriver on. Okay, aside from that. But he
hold
did
on, stay
this.
Stay there. I'm going to stop interrupting, but I know you want to go, but I want to hear what you have to say. But yeah, no, not, it's ridiculous. Exactly. The scope was put on there wrong. But all of it, you don't slap a scope on it and then shoot it. It doesn't hit the side of a barn. It's not how it works. Plus, it's a red dot.
And a microscopic tag being planted in a person's body to track his every movement. There's actual discussion about that.
And often they're things you don't know what to do with. UBOs, they're called unidentified bright objects.
Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior?
Who's got the brain that's going to be most susceptible to a particular kind of manipulation?
So the point is, they've been obsessed with this. It's going on. The COVID shots implanted the matrix graphene oxide to grow. It's now being scanned. It's now being read. They were putting chips in the troops 30 years ago. The revolution's already here, is what you're saying, Jesse Beltran.
These are just chips on a size that you can no longer see. They're nano size. One's 2,000 times the width of a human hair. The graphene oxide, the silicon-based materials that have been in, we know for a fact that they were in the mRNA. We know that Dr. Ido Bachelet signed a contract with Pfizer in 2015 when he did that TEDMed talk with a trillion robots in a 1cc syringe, and how he teaches his students how to, once they're in a host, how to control them with RF emissions.
And you heard saying 21 years ago that, oh yeah, when we're doing scans, we find all these chips, these bright objects, ha ha ha, wonder to put them there. But as you said, you've been doing this 20 years, and about 10 years ago, you began to go away, not seeing chips anymore, but just liquid emulsion nanotech. Here you are 6 months ago or more, scanning me. Let's go to Alex Jones getting scanned.
So if you put that camera in there, you see how it says probably silicone? That means it's an electronic component. And it's not unusual to find that in the posterior ear area.
So wait, I got a higher reading than him?
No, his was higher than yours.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, but you did get a positive reading there. So you are getting that at the base of the neck is what we typically see. Scapula area. What we're finding is after post-COVID, this is very typical. We're completely bombarded by this stuff.
From your own research, there are compounds naturally in nature that just do absolutely incredible things that will draw out these type of things. But you guys have come up with one with scientists that adds these special sea minerals in that then even drags it out even more. And so I have been taking this, the dreams I've had, my skin, my health, what it's done is absolutely insane. GetMasterpiece.com. Matt Hazen, tell us what this does, and people can get 10% off when they follow the URL, GetMasterpiece.com, or use promo code Alex when you're there on the site, because this is really special.
Zeolite is an incredible mineral that is known as what's called the master binder. And what that means is it's known to pick up every type of forever chemical, toxin, toxic heavy metal there is, including fluoride. So when you see charcoal or carbon or clays for binders, you don't see that they will pick up fluoride. Zeolite's different. Zeolite also gets the fluoride. That's a very big deal. It is great at removing these environmental toxins from our body. Masterpiece is the highest grade sea mineral plasma solution. It is basically isotonic, the same mineral composition as your blood plasma. So the sea minerals are being carried in by the nanometer, sub-nanometer size clinoptilolite zeolite. And once the toxin hits the zeolite, it releases and displaces the mineral. People don't feel bad. There's no normal detoxing reaction.
Everybody needs to go to GetMasterpiece.com. You get 10% off by using that URL automatic when you go. There's promo code Alex as well. GetMasterpiece.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, my friends, thank you so much. Lionel with you, sitting in, sort of, my good friend Alex Jones. When I say my good friends, I'm proud to say that. I have been an acolyte for the longest time because there has never been a hellraiser. There's never been anybody who I think is more responsible for what we consider now to be kind of an accepted medium than he is. And by the way, you can follow me on YouTube at Lionel Nation. Now, let's go back to this. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm not asking you to find Mr. Robinson innocent. I don't have a theory as to what happened. I don't know why he'd want to do it. I don't know anything. I'm here to tell you one thing and one thing only, that you will not be able to say that the state proved its case beyond a reasonable doubt. That's it. I am a radiologist. I hold up an x-ray. I look at an x-ray and go, either that's broken or not. I have that home pregnancy testing. Why you want to find out whether your home is pregnant, I have no idea. But I hold it up and say, oh, it says pregnant or not. That's all I do. I don't know who this person is. I don't know why they got pregnant. I don't know if they should be a parent. I don't know anything about that. I don't know how the person broke his leg. I don't know if they, I don't know. I'm just here to answer a very, very simple thing. If for some particular reason the court were to rule you do not need a weapon to prove the means of death, but you're saying this is the weapon, this is the weapon that you keep talking about, the Mauser 98, the one that had the rag on it, the one that had his DNA, the one that had Luna's DNA, the one you keep talking about it, but yet when I bring up the fact that it's inconsequential, or rather, it's not provable. It's not you can't show a connection between what was fired and what. It's ridiculous. But let's go a step further. Let's say the judge says, "Nope, you got to proceed." Okay, so let me get an understanding. Are you saying then, Mr. Prosecutor, that that rifle was the cause, that bullet came from that rifle, and that rifle shot a 30-06. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying? They've got to say yes. Okay, so you want me and the jury to believe that this rifle left this little hole. Now, you saw this. I don't want to go into detail, but you saw this. It was horrible. It was horrible. There was a crack of something, which was very interesting. This wound appeared. There was a gush, if you will, and then Charlie fell to his left. You're saying this, and they even had photos where they had filmed behind Charlie, and there was no exit wound, no nothing, right here. And there's all kinds of stories, a bit apocryphal, about how some people claimed that because of his diet and his health, somehow the bones absorbed. I don't know about that. But is that what you're saying? Now, then I put on, oh, I have witness after witness, trauma surgeons. I have hunters. There's a wonderful piece going around. This is so interesting. On X, of hunters trying to reenact what would happen to a bovine or porcine head that took the brunt of a 30-06. And then to rebut this, to refute this, somebody put up on X pictures. Look at this. Here are some hunters, you know, with a 5-10 point, whatever it is. They're there. The head's not exploded. It's like, you idiot. Nobody goes, does a headshot when you want to have a trophy. You hear such incomprehensibly, logically illiterate people saying things I couldn't believe. I still can't. And I'm only going to say this one more time. 90% of everything on X is Candace Owens. I don't know what that has to do with it. Okay, fine. Now let's move on. Now let's talk about the confession. Confessions are normally like this. There's two kinds. One of them is, aha. And the other one is, well, that's this one. This was the weirdest thing ever. So let me get this straight. This guy, Tyler Robinson, did this and confessed to supposedly his parents. Now remember, I'm going to say this again. Forgive me for repeating myself. If Tyler Robinson did this and you can prove it, great. But if you can't prove it, we got a problem. I don't care who you are. Prove it. I've got no skin in this game. I don't care. I mean, I want you to find out who did it. But I have a feeling, and maybe it's because of me. Maybe it's because of my age. Maybe my generation. When I was 5 years old, I saw the Kennedy assassination. I saw my mother. My mother was crying, and I remember that. From 1963 to 1968, over a five-year period, I remember in my lifetime, Martin Luther King, John F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, in 5 years. So I have been immersed in this. I also went through Vietnam, Watergate, so I'm a little jaundiced. And there were people who came up with some pretty crazy ideas then. Did you know that when Mark Lane came up with ideas that refuted the official narrative regarding our JFK, they said, you're crazy. you're a conspiracy theorist. And then, as Alex well knows, there was this CIA kind of a memorandum that came after the fact, which weaponized the notion of conspiracy theory, and it used their Mockingbird associates to create the illusion that sometimes, in order to bring something like this about, the number of people you would have had to have had in on it, and all these, they have an instruction manual for how to handle this. But anyway, but that was Mark Lane. Now there isn't anybody walking around who believes for a moment that it was a lone gunman. Nobody. Even, I think it was this one particular case. But anyway, this is one book, case closed. Aside from that. Number two, there was, if you remember, when 9/11 came about. 9/11, loose change, Dylan Avery, which then was, I mean, made people say, what? This is nuts. This is crazy. The notion of Building 7, you're out of your mind. You're un-American. Now you're demonic, by the way, that's the term, or you're anti-Semitic if you question things. But you were crazy. You were a conspiracy theorist. Now, I'm not saying it's accepted, but a lot of the stuff that was said then is now makes a lot of sense, because at least initially you can't believe it. Because Marshall McLuhan said something very interesting. He said that little lies are hard to keep secret, but big lies are easy because of our incredulity. The worse it is, the worse the allegation, the worse the claim, the more horrible it is, the more people murdered, the more people harmed, the more you will say, no, I don't want to believe that. And if it's the government and other things as well, you just push it away. The Epstein case, how many people today still believe he hanged himself, even though his thyroid cartilage and hyoid bone were shattered, according to Michael Bodden? People don't want to believe this. They don't. And then they say things like, well, but why wouldn't they just kill him before? I don't know why. That's not a part of the calculus of our discussion. But going back to this confession, you don't know what the parents are going to say. Now, I don't know if the parents are going to testify, and I would love if Tyler testified at his trial. Now, you and I know he probably isn't going to do it, but I'd say, listen, bud, you don't have anything to lose. You go for it. And as far as you know, he could say, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't write that. Those aren't my words. Here, look at my words. Look at my texting. I don't even use sentences. I use glyphs and gifs and memes and morphemes. I use hieroglyphics. I'm an idiot. And I've got commas here. Look at this one particular, what is this, ChatGPT? Commas, capital letters, punctuation. Who is this? What is he, George Bernard Shaw? All of a sudden, he writes this. That's number one. Number two, how do you authenticate a text message? How do you authenticate a Discord message? Authenticate is very simple. And you always hear the same word. Is this a true and accurate depiction of this? Mr. Jones, I'm handing you what's been marked at stakes exhibit number one for identification. Do you recognize this? Yes. It's a picture of me standing on top of Mount Rushmore. And is this a true and accurate depiction? Yes, it is. That's authentication. How do you authenticate Discord? Do you mean to tell me, and I want to be crazy for a moment, I admit it, but let's assume you really wanted, you couldn't pick up the phone and say, hello, Discord, yeah, do me a favor. If anybody asks on this date regarding this account, this is what was said. How do I authenticate something? I don't show you a picture of my phone. I would go to Apple or Android. Who is it that sent this? I know it sounds crazy, but these are different times. Not only that, AI, they used to say a picture's worth 1,000 words. Now it's worth nothing. So aside from the notion of authentication and 403 evidence, which I don't want to go into, we got some very serious evidentiary issues. But anyway, but let's say mom and dad take the stand. And mom and dad say, he didn't say he killed anybody. Maybe he thought he did, because you know what? One alternative theory is, some might suggest, and again, this is not my bailiwick, but some might say, you know, he might have been there, thought he was part of something else, and they set him up as a patsy, and he was freaked out. And they say, I was there. There was one issue, one sentence, I don't have it handy, but he said, I was there, past tense, and I will take it. I had the opportunity, and I will take it. It's this weird mix of past, and I don't know if it was just a mistake, who knows. But this is a very interesting thing. What if the parents say the reason why he was there was we told him, we talked to our friend, the now ex-sheriff. We said, he said, you better turn your ass in because you're going to wake up one morning with all kinds of red dots and some trigger happy cop is going to claim you scratched your butt the wrong way and they open fire and you are not a problem anymore. So turn your ass in now. Now. And why does that make sense? Because he never confessed. I ask you again, who turns yourself, who turns into a police and say, oh, no, no, I'm not here to, oh, no, I'm not here to confess. I just want the meals. I just want the three hots and a cot. I just want to stay here indefinitely, perhaps. No, I'm not here to talk. I want to get a lawyer. What? And then we have this one. As you know, the Sixth Amendment, the Confrontation Clause, the right to confront witnesses. How in the hell do you have Junebug or Luna, whatever, the Lance Twigs? How in the name of God do I have a video of him and I can't cross-examine a video? I've never seen this. Now, I know it's a preliminary hearing, and I know the rules of evidence are lax, but how do I cross-examine a video? That is a person sitting there. And you see him, it's like he had a rod up his back like this with a prosecutor or somebody leading him through it. And then you came in and then you found this thing. Yes. Under your keyboard. Yes. And there was a note. Yes. And they sure cleaned him up, didn't it? Didn't he? And the first question I would have said is, hey, Lance, let me ask you a question. Before we get into this confession, tell me about this immunity deal they made you. Huh? Well, you see, Lance, according to most people, if you were to be real, creative, I could show that perhaps maybe you might be looking at a charge of, we used to call it, accessory after the fact. They don't have it here, but harboring a fugitive, obstruction of justice. You and Tyler are talking about destroying evidence, and if you get that, get rid of that rifle and don't talk to anybody, don't talk to anybody. He's telling him don't talk to anybody, but yet he's telling everybody on Discord and his parents, everybody else, except the police. Now, all I've got to do is I've got to make that jury say, as we say in the South, that dog don't hunt. This doesn't make any sense. I've got some real doubts. I don't know whether he did. And if he did admit, and if Tyler were to take that stand, I know this sounds crazy, but if I could write this movie, if Tyler took that stand, and I'm not saying this is what happened, but again, in my movie, if he sat there and said, let me explain something to you. I'm a screwed up kid. I'm 21, 22 years old. Look at this. Look at my... choice of a partner. I don't know if I'm gay, straight. He's a fuzzy, wuzzy, a woolly bully. I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm playing D&D and Dungeons and Dragons. I'm out of here. I'm out of it. Look at me, for God's sakes. And I don't know what I went there for. I don't know what they told me. I thought, okay, I'd be the kind of interesting, kind of weird. But the next thing you know, I'm the patsy. And I hear this, and they go, what the hell's going on here? And they say, it's me. Now, maybe they see, maybe. Now, you can also talk about something. If he was there to act as an accessory, did you really bring a rifle? Is that yours? Did you? What is he? There's no way to tell unless he takes the stand. But if he did, if he said, I didn't shoot anybody, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what. I got the hell out of there. Here's the coolest customer. I'm at a Dairy Queen. No big deal. I'd love to get a gunnery sergeant, somebody who knows about sniping, Alex, and say, what do you think of that shooting? Not bad. First time ever? First time? Now, I'm sure the guy shot it, but sniping? How would you rate him on the field? What would you, if you gave the Marine marksmanship or expert, he'd be an expert. Assume that. What if the jury looks at this and says, you're right about that? And then, I get somebody on who says, let's assume he used that rifle. I'll make it easy for you. I'll assume it was a 30-06. And I bring in trauma surgeon from whatever it is, Mount Sinai, pathologist, expert. And I'm going to say, does this look like a 30-06? Is his head still on? Yeah. No, it's not. No. Literally, what about an exit wound? Exit wound? All the people in the back would have been Does this look at 30-06? No. So the jury then says, first of all, they can't even connect the rifle, number one. Number two, if they could connect it, because they found a little bit of a casing. They said casing, jacket. Once the throat dissection is there and you give me in the paper, in the plastic bag, tell me all, show me what you got. Let my experts look at it. What is this? Where is that? Where is that bullet round? There. Where? There. What the hell is that? That's what's left. That's what's left? Did you look through the rest of the body? And by the way, when a body comes into the medical examiner's office, man, they x-ray them. I mean, it's they say not only get out of the room, but leave the next county. They crank that thing up to levels no human can withstand because he's dead to make sure is there anything anywhere else? No. Depends on that ME's report. Remember, doubt, doubt, doubt. The jury is going to be thinking, wait a minute, I'm not so sure about this. And you know what? When you go through this confession, confess to what? And of course he was nervous. And then we go back to the boyfriend, the girlfriend, I also want to know, very frankly, I don't want to embarrass anybody, but I want to know his mental health history. I want to know his criminal justice history. Does he have any priors? This guy, and listen, with all due respect, and I know you might think what you want of me, but I'm pretty open-minded about this. I know there are all kinds of people. We've been in New York for decades, and I've been a part of this, and I've known people in show business, I got to be honest with you. I don't know any trans people. I really don't. I've known a few transvestites, but I don't know trans people who were playing Dungeons and Dragons at night in Discord, and a guy who was a fuzzy wuzzy, woolly bully, whatever the hell that's called. So I want to know about mental health history. And under Brady against Maryland, the 1963 Supreme Court case, you got to tell me everything, up to and including your witness. And you also have to tell me, what was the deal he made? What was this? What was this? This immunity deal. Because if this guy, if they told him, now listen, buddy, okay, Luna, you got me? If you know what's good for you, you won't go cheeky on us. You know, here's your script. I'm not saying they're going to do this, but basically, let me make this straight. You're going to testify to this, this, this. Is that your understanding? Parentheses, that's what you're going to say? Great. Put him on the stand. And let somebody who is even half decent at cross-examination start off with, well, 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 is it Luna? No, Lance, is this you with the fuzzy hat on? Is that you? Yeah. You don't have that on now, do you? Are you all right? Yeah, okay. Were you, can I ask a question? Because this goes to the bias of the witness. Were you and my client here, were you lovers? Were you? Now, I don't know about you, but you don't think that's relevant? You don't think if an ex-wife, an ex-girlfriend, they're going to say, objection, why? Because you're kind of tainting the jury. I'm not saying there's anything weird about it. Like Larry David was saying, not that there's anything wrong with it, but I want to know what's going on. Now, you were a woman or you were transitioning. Tell me what this was. I'm just curious. Because I'll be honest with you. If this guy's going to spend the rest of his life and or the firing squad, based upon the testimony in part, for a guy who wears a fuzzy hat and thought he was a woman, and now he doesn't, now he's got a tie on. Again, not that that necessarily makes you crazy, but I want to know a little bit about this. And something tells me that if this goes that far, that old Lance is going to have a hell of a time on the stand to go through this. Because he's never been 70-year-old men who are veterans, who've been in war, don't know what this is like. You're in the biggest murder trial in decades, and you're the main witness? And you went from playing D&D in the middle of the night wearing a fuzzy hat to this? Do you know what that's like? Are you sure about this? And that's why I say this with the most guarded and the most optimistic of messages. Please make sure these young men are protected. Please, please, please. We don't want to go through any more. I don't want to say Epstein like a verb, But I found what happens. Do you know what happens in America when all of a sudden key witnesses are dispatched? This is what happens. Oh, they're crazy. They're crazy. What do you want? We have a three-day memory period. We have the attention span of a gnat. Nothing bothers us. Not only that, we are fundamentally bereft of the most abecedarian, elemental aspects of our Constitution, the right to have the charges proved against him. And then there's this thing, too, and I must talk about it. And just to recap, you've got the gun, and you've got confessions, and you've got not guilty. The gun alone. You tell me, let me, before I forget, you tell me any jury that says, oh, so it's inconclusive? You dug something out of Charlie's neck, I'm sorry to say this, that you can't say came from that rifle. Is that what you're saying? And you want me to just assume it did? Why'd you have the test if it doesn't matter? Why did you do the test? You did the test because it matters, right? But now that it didn't connect, I'm supposed to what? Forget this? That's not guilty. That's a reasonable doubt. If I sat there, if this is important, if three people are standing around and they're shooting at some victim, and it turns out that the person didn't have any bullets in this gun that they thought they fired, the argument could be made they were an accessory and blah, 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 blah. But aside from that, it's hard to prove somebody actually caused the death of somebody if the instrument that they used, that everybody swore he used, it's got the DNA and the rag and everything else, and that grand, and why this man was so upset over Grandpappy finding out that his shooting iron was taken, he's facing the death penalty. So he wakes up one day and he says, you know what, I've had enough. In fact, did you hear today when Luna said, did you ever talk politics? Not really. So all of a sudden on his own, he says, I'm gonna show you. I'm going to drive 4 hours or whatever it is, and I'm gonna do it. Then there's going to be some interesting questions if they ever get to it about who he got in the car with, but that's a different story. But this guy all of a sudden woke up and he took granddaddy's shooting iron and never really fired it and then went to a dairy and then just, I mean, this for what exactly? Now, here's the thing which I want to throw in. And forgive me for being, because my head is exploding and I've been living this because I love this. It's my life. It's the Constitution. And you should not want anybody to be found guilty of something that they can't prove. But if this was, as they say, a conspiracy, you know what a conspiracy is. Uh-oh. I'm hearing something. I don't know if I should stop or keep going. But a conspiracy is a organization, is an agreement between two or more guilty people.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you, Meta, Facebook is watching you, Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.